This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest, meatiest, center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to America's Auto Enthusiast Program. This is Auto World. And now, here's your host, Bob Long.
We got the pedal to the metal, and I am so happy to be with you here today. This is my favorite thing, to be on the radio with you guys on the other side of the radio and spreading my automotive passion. Auto World has been around since 1992. That's a long time. Started in a different time slot and it expanded over the years. Of course, over the years, I've done lots of other automotive radio programs, including Motor Trend for more than 10 years, Motor News Weekly, Inside Classic Cars, Deals on Wheels, and Car Crazy. And that's just to name a few. I am your car crazy individual, Bob Long, and I'm here at your service. And guess what? You are in luck because we have a killer hour straight ahead. We're going to be joined momentarily by a good friend who's got a new job, very exciting new job, and we're going to hear all about that. And he's got some very exciting news to share with us. So I can't wait to get this gentleman on board to tell us all about it. And a little later on, I was there 2 years ago at Cobo Hall. It's very hard to pull off a surprise today in this crazy world that we live in. But Ford did it with the Ford GT, the 2017 Ford GT, which debuted not this past January, but the January before, and it caught everybody off guard, and it's about to go into production, and we're going to be joined by one of the chief engineers on this amazing vehicle, which is doing quite well on the racetrack these days as well. That's coming up a little later on in the hour. Telephone-wise, you can get a hold of us at the usual number. Here it is, toll-free, so feel free anywhere in North America, 855-660-4261, or via the email, bob@autoworldradio.com, bob@boblongradio.com. And if you're listening to us on tape delay or in archive form or podcast form or on demand, all those are available at gcnlive.com and elsewhere. We welcome you and encourage your participation. So if you have a question for any of our guests here today, don't be a stranger. You can email us up after the live airing, which is happening right now as we speak on great radio stations like WFPA in Fort Payne, Alabama, and many other great stations around the country, KPAM, Portland, Oregon, and dozens and dozens and dozens more. But enough of my blabbering, because we got a good guy joining us right now. I've known this gentleman for a lot of years, probably close to 20 years. We were both about 20 years old when we met. No, I'm only kidding. But this gentleman has had many esteem positions in the automotive industry, and he has now taken on a new challenge, and he has been named the Director of Corporate Communications for Kia. It's my pleasure to welcome the one and only James Bell back to the airways of Auto World. James, welcome and congratulations on your new job.
Well, let me tell you, the new job is exciting, but now that I get to come back on the radio with you, it feels like the worlds have come complete again. Everything's okay.
Everything is okay. And we're going to have you on as a regular contributor here on the show. And I got a couple of other things cooking, too, that we're going to get hopefully you and Kia involved in that as well. But let's talk a little bit about the Kia brand before we tell everybody about this exciting news. Both of us have been around this industry for quite some time, and Kia is quite a story. I mean, I so look forward any time I get the opportunity to get behind the wheel of a Kia press vehicle, because these vehicles have come, as folks would say in certain parts of the country, a country mile. Forget everybody out there. Forget the Kias of 10 years ago, 5 years ago, 10 years ago, 15 years ago. 20 years ago, forget about it, because this is a whole new ball game. These are world-class automobiles. Peter Schreier, who was the designer and now, I believe, still president of the company, has done a wonderful job of transforming this brand. And if there ever was a success story, it is Kia.
It's happened really quickly when you think about it. I mean, you're right. For so many years, the Kia brand was sort of seen as a alternative to buying a used car. It wasn't full of emotional appeal. It was, a safe economical choice. And you're right. Peter Schreier, who is, of course, famous for designing some of the most beautiful Audis and other European cars, came in probably almost a decade ago now and, really enforced on the company that when you're building a car, you've got to bend the sheet metal, so you might as well bend it in nice ways. And thankfully, the Kia's management embraced that. Around the same time, they made a big focus on quality and reliability and durability, fuel efficiency, put a big 10-year, 100,000-mile powertrain warranty on the vehicles to put that peace of mind in. And it just started stewing, I guess you could say, started simmering a little bit. And your little run-up here is completely right. It's taken some time, but now we're at a point where, and why I couldn't be happier to join this brand at this moment in time, we're at a point where this brand is really starting to catch. And it's becoming much more emotional, appealing to people. Once upon a time, if you said, "Hey, Bob, I heard you got a new car. What'd you get?" "Oh, I got a Kia." "Oh, okay. On a tight budget, huh?" That was generally the reason why. But now you say, "I got a Kia," and you say, "Whoa, yeah, let's go take a look at that. Let's go for a ride in that." I mean, it's a much, much different car company producing much, much better products. And it's a really fun time to join this company to be here. I think they've been here 23 years, and the transformation feels like it's just about complete.
And what used to be a very small manufacturer, only with a couple of offerings, has truly become a full-line manufacturer. You guys have got a full portfolio. You've got something for everybody.
That's exactly right. And I can't say too much, but we've got some really neat stuff coming in the next year or so into segments that we don't currently have vehicles today. In fact, that was one of the fun parts of when I started this job. One of my first meetings I attended was a kind of a download on future product plans, and I kind of had to shake my head a few times and say, this is going to be fun. So you're right, but as of today, Kia has really positioned itself in the right places for the industry. Obviously, the crossover, small crossover, and large crossover space are both red hot, and we've got the Kia Sorento in that space. It's doing a fantastic job, and the Kia Sportage, the all-new one, started shipping about 3-4 months ago. It's really lit up the sales charts. At the same time, it won a very big award. You know what I'm talking about there, Bob?
Yeah, I mean, this is a huge award and a tremendous success story for the entire Kia brand, team, engineers. I mean, from everybody who sweeps the floors to Peter Schreier himself, I mean, everybody deserves congratulations on this one. J.D. Power just laid on a tremendous award. Tell our listeners all about this fantastic award.
Yeah, this was pretty crazy. And this is crazy, Bob, just, you know, just you and I, two guys who love the car business. You know, we could turn the microphones off, or should they turn the speakers off to all the listeners, and we'd have the same conversation, I can assure you. So the last 31 years, J.D. Power has been looking at initial quality, speaking to people about their cars 90 days into ownership, and asking them a whole battery of questions about how the vehicle holds together, if it's delivering what they
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Does your dog itch, scratch, stink, or shed like crazy? Come to Dynavite for help.
Order a 90-day supply of Dynavite.
Dynavite is nutrition.
Pick up two bottles of Liquor Chops. Get the third bottle free.
New improved Liquor Chops with omega-3, omega-6, vitamin E.
And now, 6 extra direct-fed microbials.
Even better for the digestive tract and immune system.
Try Liquor Chops. Buy two, get one free.
At Dynavite.com.
D-I-N-O-V-I-T-E .com.
Grandpa, what do you call this thing again?
It's a 66 Ford Bronco.
I think you got ripped off.
Why is that, honey?
It's got no Wi-Fi, no USB port, no Bluetooth.
Exactly. I guess we'll just have to talk.
Sometimes the best way to connect is to disconnect.
Is that the window button?
It's called a window crank.
Cool. The faster I move it, the faster it goes down.
This moment of escape was created by Haggerty.
Being old is kind of cool, Grandpa.
Works for me.
For people who love cars.
If you or anyone you love has been diagnosed with lung cancer, asbestosis, or mesothelioma, your diagnosis may be the result of job-related exposure to asbestos, and you may be entitled to compensation. Over $30 billion in trusts have been set aside for individuals who have been affected by asbestos exposure. How do you protect your rights and get the compensation you deserve? Call Capital Legal Group now at 800-400-LUNG. Capital Legal Group is one of the nation's resources for settlement of lung cancer and mesothelioma cases. Law firms have successfully recovered over $2.7 billion dollars for their clients in all 50 states, and claims have been paid in as little as 60 days. If you or a family member were diagnosed with lung cancer, asbestosis, or mesothelioma, call Capital Legal Group now at 800-400-LUNG. We'll open a no-cost case review on your behalf. A history of tobacco use or cigarette smoking will not disqualify your case. Visit 800-400-LUNG.com or call 800-400-LUNG. Call 800-400-5864 now. That's 800-400-LUNG.
Bacon lovers, we ship free. Try our amazing bacon. No refrigeration required. Proprietary value-added packaging provides 10-year shelf life and protects the leanest, thickest, center-cut, fully cooked bacon in America today. Ready to eat right from the pouch or warm and serve. Savory and delicious. Wholesale price for your everyday use. Order today at ReadyToEatBacon.com. ReadyToEatBacon.com.
How well and how fast does Heart and Body Extract work to improve blood circulation? Listen.
My name is Ellis, and I'm 66 years old, and I live in Jacksonville, Florida. 2 years ago, I was diagnosed as having clogged arteries. I had 70% blockage in one artery leading to my heart. They wanted me to go on Plavix, but I refused, knowing the negative side effects.
Heart and Body Extract is a unique balance, synergy, and proportion of herbs reaching from head to toe at maximum absorption around 95% at the cellular level.
Within the first month, I felt a dramatic difference. The heaviness in my legs was reduced, and within 2 months, I felt completely normal.
Your natural organic herbal formula for heart health is Heart and Body Extract. Heart and Body Extract comes with a 100% ironclad money-back guarantee. Details at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract. Call 866-295-5305. 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract.
Healthcare reform is confusing, but whether it's finding an affordable insurance plan, keeping your doctor, or being able to afford needed prescriptions, navigating the healthcare system has become a challenge. Control your own healthcare costs and choices with Liberty HealthShare. Liberty HealthShare is not insurance. It is an association of self-pay patients who unite with like-minded people to share the cost of each other's medical needs. Neighbor helping neighbor. Learn more now by going to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Hey, it's Billy F. Gibbons from ZZ Top, and you're listening right here to Auto World.
If you
And we've got an exciting hour. We're hoping to be joined by a gentleman from a product that, to be honest with you, I never heard of. It's called Liquid Moly. It's a German company. They make motor oil, but it's very advanced motor oil. They sent me some information earlier this week, and I said, boy, we got to get somebody on the radio to talk about this, because the first thing you notice is as soon as you pour this liquid moly into your vehicle is that it's not brown. It's a glowing green color. And the reason for this is the green color signals especially strong protection that reduces friction in the motor by up to 15% and wear to up to 30%. So we hope to hear from Vinny. We've got his number. He's got our number. And if we don't hear from Vinny, we will get Vinny or someone else from the company to join us in the coming weeks. I'll tell you, that is what we're going to do. Make it a plan, because glowing green motor oil just kind of struck a chord with me. Coming up a little later on in this hour of the broadcast, we're going to be talking with Jeff Swan, and this is a really interesting gentleman. I spoke to him just a few moments ago, and he's from my home state of Massachusetts, and comes from a background of computer technology, and he has taken all of that knowledge and poured it into something very interesting for the auto market. So we'll wait to hear from Jeff to tell you the whole story. Coming up in hour number two of the program, heard on many of these Auto World affiliate stations, he's one of our regulars. That's right. He's got a permanent seat here at the table. We've got Tom Appel from Consumer Guide, Consumer Guide Automotive, to be exact. He's the publisher. He's the big guy. And he is. He's like a football player when you meet him in person. Yeah, he truly is a big guy, but he's the number one guy at Entity Consumer Guide. I've been reading it since I was a kid when they used to print these guides, and used to have a magazine too, but I liked the guide as a kid because I could configure dream cars. You know, I'd add up, you know, how much a new Porsche would cost me, or how much a new Corvette would cost me. And yeah, I was doing that at a very young age. How about yourself? Did you do a little of that dreaming in, let's say, junior high school or high school? I was known to do a little bit of sketching, too. I love speaking with automotive designers. As a matter of fact, I'm pleased to call a number of the world's great automotive designers my friends. Ian Callum, who's head of design of Jaguar. Truly brilliant and a great friend. Love talking with him. Henrik Fisker, a gentleman who designed the BMW Z8, and he also designed the Aston Martin Vantage, and he also designed the Aston Martin DB9, started his own car company, the Fisker Karma. It didn't go over. He went bankrupt, and then he's got a collaboration going with Bob Lutz using the Fisker Karma body and a Corvette engine, and more recently some news that a Chinese company is going to take the Karma, which is a beautiful four-door sports car-esque looking sedan, and they're going to take over the manufacturing of it with a totally different powertrain, going to upgrade the electronics and stuff. So I'm very happy for Henrik. Henrik is truly a very nice guy. And speaking of that, Jay Mays, another great guy, now retired from the Ford Motor Company, man responsible for many hits and a few misses along the way, but a great friend of the program. I miss having him on. Ed Welburn from General Motors. What a great story. Wrote a note to General Motors at the age of like 10 or 11. Here's a black kid in Detroit, you know, coming from a poor family, and he writes to one of the largest companies in the entire world and says, you know, I want to be a car designer. And then all those years later, he becomes the chief designer for General Motors. I know he's going to be retiring soon, but all always great to talk with Ed Welburn, Ralph Giles from FCA, Fiat Chrysler Automobiles, brilliant young man, loves motorsports, loves the Viper. Unfortunately, the Viper is no more. You can still buy them new, but they're not going to continue to make them. But he is an extraordinarily talented designer on both the interior as well as the exterior, and sometimes that doesn't always carry over. Well, speaking of Ford, I mentioned Ian Callum, who is the head designer for Jag. His brother, Maury, who is an equally very nice guy, he's a new head guy overseeing all the Fords and all the Lincolns and the European models as well. So always great to talk to a designer. But did you ever get caught drawing cars in high school or junior high school, elementary school? I did many, many, many times. I'll tell you something weird. I am not sure this with anybody, to be honest with you, but not even my wife or anybody. My mom and dad are long since gone. But when I was in high school, I drew in study hall a car that looked very much like a vehicle I had never seen before. You know, I thought I was inventing something. And then years and years later, thanks to Barry Maguire taking me around to some of the great car shows in the world, I got to see some of these old cars. And what I had drawn back in high school was basically a Mercedes 300 SL, a gullwing coupe with the same windows. And it got me thinking, you know, it got me thinking about reincarnation, to be honest with you, because, you know, it was almost like I had owned this car before, perhaps in a previous life or something. It was bizarre, but maybe you have an equally bizarre story to share with me. I love the bizarre, the unusual. Love to hear the story of your first car, your dad's car, the coolest car you've ever ridden in, the coolest car you've ever driven. I would love to hear it all. And right here on Auto World, we've got a toll-free number. Patrick is at the helm, and Patrick's working a lot of hours, and so he is definitely a trooper, to say the least. You can talk to Patrick at 855-660-4261. You can call him up and tell us. We'd love to put you on air and talk about your first car or favorite car or dream car or the coolest car you ever saw. When you look at Barrett Jackson and some of the auctions, a lot of the people buying the cars are folks, you know, in their 40s, 50s, 60s. You know, supposedly by that time in life, you know, you have extra money. Well, unfortunately for me, that's not the case. I hope it is for you, because there's great, great vehicles to be found out there. New vehicles, even better than the old ones. The new ones will run circles around the old ones. This is Auto World. Don't go away.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at HBExtract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. HBExtract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
Want revenge on the common housefly? Well, after 10,000 years, someone has finally come up with a better way. The Bug Assault, a miniaturized shotgun, which utilizes ordinary table salt as ammunition. Non-toxic and no batteries required. So much fun, you'll forget you have a wife and kids. $39.95 and free economy shipping. Use discount code GCN and get an extra 10% off your purchase at bugassault.com. Fire your fly swatter. Get your Bug Assault today.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
Two more law enforcement officers killed in the line of duty in America.
And I challenge
each one of us to move forward with the same spirit of self-giving that TK and Patrick showed to us.
Kansas City Mayor David Alvey speaking at a candlelight vigil last night for the two deputies who were killed on Friday when an inmate overpowered them and shot and killed them as he was being accompanied from a court appearance.
But let us be clear. Deputy King and Deputy Rohrer did not just offer to us a total gift of themselves yesterday. They did it each and every day that they stepped out into our community.
The U.S. and South Korea will announce this week the end of massive joint military drills on the Korean Peninsula after the president vows to end what he called war games after his summit with North Korea's Kim Jong-un. And this is USA Radio News.
There's no question you need omega-3s. But which form should you take? Fish oil or krill oil? Scientists have debated this for years. Luckily, there's a new solution to satisfy everyone. It's called Krill Omega 50 Plus. It combines ultra-pure fish oil and joint-soothing krill oil together in just one tiny pill. It's so powerful, it can promote the health of your heart and your arteries. And if that wasn't enough, it can also boost your joint comfort in just days. We're so sure Krill Omega 50 Plus will work for you. We'll even send you a free bottle to put to the test. The debate is over. It's not fish oil or krill oil. It's both. And now it's free. Just pay $4.95 for shipping and claim your free bottle. Call now. 1-800-399-6392. 1-800-399-6392. That's 1-800-399-6392.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $5,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-959-5759. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-959-5759. That's 1-800-959-5759. 1-800-959-5759.
Giving your radio a broadcasted tune-up. This is Auto World, and your host, Bob Long. Giving your radio a broadcasted tune-up. This is Auto World, and your host, Bob Long.
Well, guess what? We did get a hold of Vinny from Liquid Molly, but since we had a little computer issue, not on my end this time around, we didn't start at the absolute top of the hour. We're going to arrange to get him back next week at this very same time on this very same radio station. And Patrick is busy getting our next guest lined up, and I spoke with him very briefly this afternoon because there was a little discrepancy in the time slot, but I can't wait to talk to this gentleman for a number of reasons. But meanwhile, let's throw out a trivia question.
Car crazy, as Barry Maguire would call it, over the top. Some people have said about me, I have an encyclopedic knowledge of cars, which is an awful nice thing to say. But I'm truly a car guy. My daughter's third word, her first word was mama, her second word was dada, her third word was car. So I've done something right there. growing up, I honestly expected in my lifetime I would own a lot of cars. I wanted to be one of those people that had a lot of cars. I wanted to be a car collector. But it didn't really work out that way for me financially. I never reached that kind of level where I could afford to have a lot of different cars, but I've been fortunate. I've owned two Corvettes in my life, and I've owned a bunch of Mustangs. I still want to own one of these new muscle cars before we see the end of those muscle cars, which we will in the not-too-distant future. I still want to own a Mustang GT, a modern one, or a Camaro ZL1, or a Dodge Challenger, Hellcat, or SRT. Still, I hope to own one of those muscle cars, or you know, one of these supercars if I win the lottery. But as I was pointing out, my dad was a bit of a car person. He loved Oldsmobiles, morphed over into being a Ford guy. We were a Ford family growing up. And again, looking back, we had a 68 Thunderbird, 71 Thunderbird, 73 Thunderbird, kind of a 464 barrel carburetor on it. Not putting out a tremendous amount of power when I look it up today. You know, it's only in the 200 range, but this is when the emissions control stuff started to come in and stuff started to change. But it was a very, very large car. I believe it was 226 inches long. That's a big car. We also owned a 79 Ford Thunderbird, a 82 Ford Thunderbird, which was by far the worst of all the ones that we owned. The 79 one had been in an accident. We got rear-ended actually by a guy in a Mercedes Gullwing in a 300 SL on Cape Cod. It was a 300 SL convertible, not the Gullwing, but the convertible.
And now, back to the show with the highest octane, Auto World, and your host, Bob Long.
Happy Father's Day in a Mercedes Gullwing. Mercedes, and up behind us in person from. And the excuse, we were stopped on a main road on Cape Cod, and the person in front of us was taking a left turn, so we were stopped behind them, and this guy came up behind us in this very expensive Mercedes, and he told us that his basket of strawberries had fallen on the floor, and he was picking up the strawberries off the floor, and he wasn't looking at the road, so he hit that 79 Ford Thunderbird at a good 30 to 40 miles an hour without brakes. So luckily my dad and I got through that okay, uninjured, unharmed. That's one of the great things about the big old American cars of those era, of that particular era. I mean, that was a gigantuan vehicle as well, with big bumpers, you know, true bumpers. Nowadays, you know, cars have 5-mile-an-hour bumpers on them, but in all honesty, they fold up like an accordion. I've had, unfortunately, a couple of minor incidents down here in Florida, none of which have been my fault. Other people ramming into me, and even though it was done at a very low speed, the vehicles that I were driving during these incidents folded up like an accordion. I mean, just ridiculous amount of damage considering the speed of the person hitting the car. But a lot of that is for safety reasons, crumple zones, all that stuff, and there's a science behind it. And all you have to do is look at the number of fatalities. Highway fatalities are down to the lowest level ever in the history of the United States. And certainly, when you look at other statistics as well, you know, the safety equation that we have today with automobiles cannot be overlooked. But if you do get into a fender bender, don't expect those fenders or that bumper to hold up too well, even if you're going 2 miles an hour, because they don't. That's at least my 2 cents worth. Our telephone number is 855-660-4261. The final Thunderbird that my parents owned was a 1985 Ford Thunderbird, which was the new aerodynamic Thunderbird. That had a 302 V8, a fuel-injected engine, a throttle body fuel-injected engine. It was the first one that our family ever owned. And after my mom passed away, my dad passed away, you know, I inherited that car. And I actually kept it until 1993 when I bought my first Corvette. That's my story of my dad. How about your dad? Was he a car guy? That's the question. The telephone number, 855-660-4261, 855-660-4261. If you'd like to share a memory of your father, grandfather, we would love to hear from you. If you come from a family of car people, we would love to hear the story of perhaps your grandfather's car. Mark Evans, who is scheduled to be with us, he is a bit of a car collector. He owns a 1916 Chevrolet, and he owns a muscle car that he purchased when he was 13 years old and worked on it for 3 years before he got his driver's license. So Mark's been a professional mechanic for in excess of 30 years, and I know he's owned a lot of cars, way more than myself. What I have done is become an automotive journalist, which has given me the opportunity to drive new vehicles all the time, and until recently that was the case, and we're going to get into a situation where that will be the case again, because I miss it terribly. You get spoiled, to say the least. But I still, there's nothing like owning a car. Right now, for the first time in my life since the age of 17, I don't own a car, and it's not a nice feeling. You know, we have a family car, but you know, that's primarily my wife's work car, and you know, I'm stranded. It's not a good feeling, and I was saving up to buy a used vehicle, but that money, unfortunately, is going to have to go to something else. So I got to keep on keeping on, and hopefully I can get up some money to get myself a nice used vehicle, pre-owned vehicle, or if I get lucky and score some great advertisers, like our great advertisers on the show, and support these folks, please, because they're the ones that are paying the bills. Please support the folks at McAllister's. They're the auto transport company. They're hot. They're brand new on the scene, and Dan McAllister's a great guy. And if you're relocating from one part of the country to the other, you couldn't ask for a better transport company. If you're bringing a car to auction or buying a car at auction, how cool would that be? Use the McAllister brand. McAllister's. We'll take a pit stop and then more Auto World around the bend.
Today.
And now, back to the show with the highest octane, Auto World, and your host,
around the block, and neighbors always say, her hair is so beautiful, healthy, and shiny, and glossy, DINOVITE.com.
Fatty acids, omega-3s, and omega-6s are great for healthy skin and soft, shiny coats.
I would really recommend people starting their puppies on Dynavite before they get into what I would call the misery index. Bad skin, bad ears, bad breath.
Because if they're getting all their vitamins, micronutrients, microbials from the beginning, then you're not going to run into the problems associated with the allergies,
grass, pollen, dust, dirt, fleas, ticks, you name it,
and the itching and shedding down the road.
Our vitamins and enzymes replace the nutrients cooked out of most commercial dog foods.
Dynavite for life.
This is Ed Lukasiewicz.
And Cindy Lukasiewicz.
Inviting you and your pets to Dynavite.
859-428-1000.
DINOVITE.com.
It's been said, any society is only 3 missed meals away from chaos. Those times may be near. Think about it. Our country faces multiple terrorist threats and aggressions from Russia and North Korea. Social unrest and violent marches yet again may lead to looting of stores and city shutdowns. And our crumbling infrastructure leaves our power grid vulnerable to long-term outages from a single cyber attack. When the chaos from any one of these threats arises, the government knows it can't provide during a widespread national emergency. That's why you need your own plan for self-reliance. That's where My Patriot Supply comes in. Get a 4-week survival food supply for only $99. That includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. Order online at preparewithgcn.com. $99 for 4 weeks of survival food that tastes like homemade cooking and lasts up to 25 years from My Patriot Supply. Get your kits today at preparewithgcn.com. Free shipping is included. preparewithgcn.com.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
We call it the crapper, water closet, outhouse, or bathroom. But where do you go when there's nowhere to go? The answer is the Biffy Bag. The Biffy Bag is a pocket-sized disposable toilet that fits in your glove box, tackle box, toolbox, backpack, or purse. The Biffy Bag has everything you need for a sanitary and comfortable relief experience. It's ready to use in just seconds, and just toss it in the trash when you're done. It's your Biffy in a jiffy. BiffyBag.com. BiffyBag.com.
My pappy said, son, you're going to drive me to drinking if you don't stop driving that hot rod Lincoln.
Giving your radio a broadcasted tune-up, this is Auto World, and your host, Bob Long.
Welcome back, everybody. Tom Appel is with us. He is the publisher of Consumer Guide, and we're checking out the Daily Drive at ConsumerGuide.com and talking about a really funny story that Tom put together about forgotten vehicles from 1986, the five most forgotten ones. We have told you about the Chrysler Limousine. We told you about the Audi Coupe GT, and now we need to tell you about a vehicle that Joe Isuzu would have been peddling. This is the iMark, and talk about whenever I get the opportunity, I love talking to designers, Tom. I don't know if you feel the same, but when I get to interview designers, it's always a treat. And one of the questions that I always tend to ask is about design style, and just about every one of them says it's all about proportions. And if there ever was a vehicle that had absolutely nothing to do with proportions, it's this 1986 Isuzu iMark. Talk about an all over the place design.
Yeah, it is kind of strange. It's as if four shapes were just pressed together to make a compact car. Really, this is borderline subcompact because cars have gotten so much bigger since then. But the Isuzu iMark, first of all, I don't think anyone remembers this car, which is why I made the list.
Yeah.
What it might be most famous for is for becoming a car that sold a little bit better, which was the Chevrolet Spectrum.
This
would be adopted by Chevrolet and sold as one of their captive imports later in both Chevy and Geo form. But as an Isuzu, I don't think anyone remembers this very strange-looking car.
Here's another Isuzu on the list that I do remember because I like this car, and the reason why, it was designed by an Italian designer. This was not an ugly looking Isuzu. It was actually quite a striking looking Isuzu, sold from $11,149 to $13,499. It was called the Isuzu Impulse, and it had a modern intercooled turbocharged engine, rear-wheel drive, and double wishbone front suspension. That was pretty cool stuff for its day.
Yeah, it really was. And this is a car that was no bigger than a Volkswagen Scirocco. It sported rear-wheel drive and available turbocharged engine. It was really quite an interesting performance car. It was a little expensive for the segment it played in, but probably not expensive for the performance that was there. And as you mentioned, I completely agree with you. I thought this car was absolutely flat-out gorgeous.
Yeah, very, very well done. And then Volkswagen comes through in 1986 with a very bland, hodgepodge, lodge design here. Volkswagen Quantum. Volkswagen has always seemed to struggle, in, as you point out, in the mid-size class segment here in the U.S. It just seems like, you know, with the exception of I like the CC. I know it's a compromised vehicle because it's kind of a four-door coupe-esque vehicle, but in all honesty, I can't think of any mid-size Volkswagens that have done very well.
No, they never seemed to do well in that segment, and the Quantum was such an interesting example of a vehicle. Audi was doing just fine selling the Audi 4000, and the Quantum was really mechanically an Audi 4000, just sort of cheaped up a little bit to sell at Volkswagen prices, and dynamically it was just fine. But the public just stayed away from this car. And to look at the styling here, it kind of looks frumpy, like Volkswagen wasn't trying that hard. Like somehow the process of going from Audi to Volkswagen necessarily had to make this thing look kind of drowsy.
Yeah, exactly. That's a good way of putting it. It definitely looks drowsy. Uninspired would be another term that I would throw at it. And just overall, just a little bit funky. Let's talk about some other vehicles that you guys have been in recent times, including, go back in time a little bit here and talk about some of the vehicles that you got behind the wheel of in the month of May. We mentioned it last week, but I got a couple of follow-up questions about it. Because you made the comment, it's the Niro from Kia, and you made the comment that, you know, they're really not pushing this as a hybrid vehicle. It's a future architecture for not only hybrids, but also electric vehicles. But in present form, this is the question I got here from Betty. Betty is listening in Kentucky. Thank you, Betty. She sent me this a week or so ago, and when I got you back, I was going to ask you this, because I'm not up to speed on this particular vehicle. Tom, is the Niro, in fact, a hybrid? It's my understanding. I think it is, right?
Yeah, Niro is a conventional hybrid and a very good one. It would also be a plug-in hybrid, and eventually it'll be a full electric vehicle. So they will sell all three versions of that vehicle. And this will exactly parallel what Hyundai is doing with the Ioniq, which is mechanically identical to this vehicle. Different body styles, different pricing, different marketing. But the Ioniq and the Niro share core architecture and core mechanical bits. So those vehicles will be similar, but the first version of the Niro that Consumer Guide has tested is simply a regular conventional hybrid vehicle.
Excellent. Another great story here. Let's see if we can get through them quickly. 1986, the five cheapest American cars of 1986. This is going to shock a lot of folks. But let's begin at the beginning here and see if we can roll through this quickly. Believe it or not, let's see. The Chevrolet Chevette was still alive. I can't believe it. This is equipped with AM and automatic transmission. The Chevrolet Chevette at $7,087. I had a radio friend. This was his first car. He used to call it his vet. Leaving out the
shop. Someone who did that same thing. Referred to his Chevette as the vet.
So that was an inexpensive car for its day. $5,645 for the three-door hatchback, AM radio, AM FM, pardon me, $82 extra over your standard AM. The Pontiac 1000, which is very much related to the Chevette, a little bit more expensive, $5,749. The really unusual Renault AMC Alliance vehicle at 75 $5.99. This was a three-door coupe, but AM/FM radio key would set you back $192. Air conditioning $685. Automatic transmission $469. Destination $358. That was an interesting time there, that Renault AMC Alliance. Remember that Renault Fuego? Remember that vehicle?
Yeah, so we have a feature story about that. One of our guys, Don, had actually owned a Fuego back in the day, and he chronicles with tears in his eyes how much it how much money it cost him to keep that car on the road.
This was the dawn of the Escort around this time. The Ford Escort coming in at $7,601. The base model $6,052. But if you add in all those goodies, AM/FM radio, the air conditioning, the automatic transmission, destination, the Escort served a lot of people well. Won't make fun of it too much. The sibling on the Mercury side, the Lynx, a little bit more expensive, $7,812. Was that because you got a little bit more of that upscale Mercury glamour along with your Lynx?
It was things like color-keyed seat belts and actual padded floor mats, I think, were the big Mercury upgrades of the day.
And I think it's interesting, the picture that you posted here of the 86 Mercury Lynx is in black and white, and you've got a guy and a girl, a husband and wife, theoretically, and a little one, could be a little boy or a little girl, hair cut a little indecisive there. I'm going to guess it was a little boy, but none of them are looking at the car. I mean, the wife is gazing off like, why did I marry this guy? And the father is being very attentive to the son, and the son is just glued to whatever he's looking at there. But take a look at that wife stare. I've seen that wife stare.
Bought a Lynx. That's kind of
interesting. Yeah, I can't believe I walked down the aisle with this guy. Either one. So all kinds of great stuff from Tom Appel and the folks at Consumer Guy. Anything hot in the Consumer Guy garage that we can look forward to reading about in the coming days and weeks?
Actually, we just spent some time with the Ram Power Wagon, which is their beefy all-wheel drive version of the Ram 2500 three-quarter ton vehicle. So we've got that coming. I think I pulled a muscle stepping up into that vehicle. So that vehicle owes us a good review, so we'll have that up soon.
Very good. In the meantime, everybody check out consumerguide.com. Tom, thank you for your time.
My pleasure. Happy Father's Day.
Thank you. That will do it for this hour of Auto World. Folks, this is Bob Long, host of Auto World Radio, with great news. We have a new sponsor, Dan Watson, who distributes AMSOIL throughout the USA and Canada. Dan is one of AMSOIL's largest distributors. He's a former U.S. Navy nuclear specialist and a certified lubrication specialist with 25-plus years of experience. You can listen to Dan every Sunday evening live at 6 p.m. Eastern Time here on GCNLive.com. Get all of your questions answered and ensure you get the best lubrication for your car, truck, boat, or really anything that moves. In 1972, AMSOIL pioneered synthetic lubrication, and AMSOIL continues to provide the best lubrication money can buy. Get the best advice for the best results. Contact Dan at thelubepage.com. That's thelubepage.com. Or call 800-370-2986. That's 800-370-2986.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, $1,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-261-9818 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-261-9818. Again, 800-261-9818.